On the Texas voter ID laws in Washington, while in Scranton, Pennsylvania, firefighters get to go into burning houses for $7.25 an hour. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Remember, you can always join in the overnight conversation. I don't care what your stripes are, right of right, left of left. I invite everybody to this party, 855-266-KATE. 855-266-KATE. And oh, you should experience the virtual cool room. It feels like 75 degrees. Perfect. Like a nice San Diego evening. Instead of the 110 some people are feeling across the country with a very odd heat wave, which, by the way, is going away midweek. There's the good news on that one. Tax cuts, tax cuts, tax cuts. The gauntlet has been absolutely thrown down on where we're headed with the 250 mark. Remember, that's the line in the sand, 250,000. Didn't we hear this 4 years ago? We are going to tax the rich. So will that actually happen? The veto power holds within the hands of the president, that pen where he can veto whatever piece of legislation he chooses to do. And he's saying, that's it. I have made up my mind. He said it all along, but he's just saying it for certainly full effect, that if you're expecting anything different here, forget about it. It's not going to happen. There's no different colored light at the end of this tunnel. So expect higher taxes if you make over $215,000. But what he failed to bring up is that the payroll tax cut will also kick in at the beginning of the year. That's probably part of that fiscal cliff, because people making well under $250,000 will now have to have money kicked back onto their checks. Remember, the payroll tax is what pays for Social Security. But that was all pushed aside for a couple of years, so lots of people are used to extra money in their checks. That's the thing, extra money. And speaking of money, the president, while he's out stumping for votes, isn't shy about talking as Mitt Romney's bank records start to be questioned. Oh, Cayman Islands, someplace else. Obama took his own liberty with it. Here's what he had to say about Romney.
You're asking the American people to place an enormous amount of faith in you, and it's important for you to be able to say, "Yeah, here's who I am, and here's what I've done.
And here's where I bank." Not just the Bank of America. I don't know. I think that this has a little bit of legs, and then it goes away. It's all going to come down to the economics of what's in front of you, what's in your wallet, what's happening in your neighborhood. Are people working two jobs? Are people working one job? Is there a well-paying job out there? What's going on? What's going on with people near and far, people in your life? That's how people are going to look at this. If Romney's going to get any independence, it's going to be because of the economy, because of what's going on, and people's frustrations bubbling over. So it's not an impossibility. In fact, it could be a very good possibility. And looking at the latest polls, boy, oh, boy, they're pretty close, meaning the president and Romney have gotten a lot closer than the Democrats would probably like the two to be, because he's the incumbent. So there should be some power in that. Remember, it still is all about that electoral college, how many votes you're getting that way, because that's the nature of the beast. That's politics. That is politics. When you got a poll that shows the majority of likely voters don't like the U.S. direction under Obama, that tells you something. Don't like the direction. You hear that more and more. Don't like the direction, whether it's health care, whether it's taxes, whatever it might be. It's usually more than one thing. So people who make the most money in a capitalist society are going to get slammed with more taxes. If this was something that was happening all along, could be a little bit different. I'm in favor of a flat tax. One flat tax for richer or poor. Boom, that's the end of the story. If we need to tweak it a little bit, we'll tweak it. But now you'll have money coming in, and I think it'll be a much better way to assess it across the board. It's better to have it 10% across the board is probably what I would say, but somewhere there, somewhere in that neck of the woods. So the poll that I read before I went on the paper is a new poll for The Hill newspaper. They say a majority of likely voters say that the president has transformed the country into a negative way during his first term. It also shows that two-thirds of likely voters say the president has kept his 2008 campaign promises, but the country still has changed for the worst. So what's the ultimate decision? Is 35% of respondents thought the country had changed for the better under the president's leadership, but too many others thought it had changed for the worse. So this could be a lot tighter than originally thought between the incumbent and the challenger, who was part of that crew originally before McCain got the nomination. How about that? Remember, after the Supreme Court ruling last month that essentially pretty much held up the president's health care reform law, he got a bounce out of that, so now he's bounced back in a different direction. Different direction. I always like to say that it's about the numbers. How about the justice unsealing an indictment charging five in Brian Terry's death and actually offers $1 million reward for leads on the fugitive? So there's no rock you can really hide on when you're talking about big money. That's when bounty hunters come out of all shapes and sizes thinking they're going to be the one that's going to get this. They're going to get this prize at the end of the rainbow. There's going to be a pot of gold, but it's going to be very tough to get that. The key thing is that Brian Terry death, which was so brutal, guns in our failed op show up by his body, and that's Fast and Furious we're talking about, and here's the kid who wanted to be a Border Patrol agent forever, got his wish, and certainly didn't want that ending, nor did his family. You can be sure of that. And yet the family soldiers on. I mean, what else are they going to do? They're going to soldier on is the answer. And they've done just a brilliant job of that. Talk to some media, but keeping it really, really low key. And people are sending notes and all kinds of things, all kinds of things, to show their gratitude. So was it a shocker that the Justice Department unsealed an indictment charging those five people? I'm going to say no, because a lot of people have been focused on that case. In unsealing the document, it showed what I said, the reward of $1 million for leading to info to the arrest of four suspects who were still running around. And this comes in the heels of intense debate over the department's failed Fast and Furious program. Weapons, in case you don't know, were found at Terry's murder. Like I said, Republicans are looking for documents to prove what happened, and the Democrats are saying, no, we've already dumped so many documents on you, it's ridiculous. Hang with us. Coming up, a little bit more of the menu on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment
moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 9th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,583.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,623.53, $8,1177 for a half ounce, or $405.88 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,623.53, $8,1177, and $405.88.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
Come on, baby, do something about this. The Scranton mayor, Chris Daugherty, might be the most hated man in Pennsylvania. He cut everyone's pay, not by just a little bit, by cutting it to minimum wage, so $7 and change, $7.25. He says, look, I cut my own pay, but who cares? You're the mayor, dude. You're not the fireman who has to go and save the kids from the burning building. So the sixth largest city in Pennsylvania is broke because the city council, he says, blocked his proposal to have a tax increase. Daugherty, by the way, warned 400 cops, firefighters, and public works employees about the doomsday plan. He might have to pull the trigger and run, and he did. He did do that. In the meantime, boy, there's a lot of people who are upset, as you can imagine. Because what are they to do when they get paychecks and they still have all these bills? They get paychecks that don't amount to hardly anything. They say it needs to be resolved. That's what the union says anyway. Especially what's happening is that some of the pay stubs went from about 15. Imagine this. I mean, this is relatable. Of all the gobbledygook numbers that I tell you, $1,500 every 2 weeks after deductions for a gross pay of about $600. So that's what they went to, from 1500 every 2 weeks after deductions to lower, much lower. Think of the cash flow problem that you would have. But the mayor says, you know what, there's only 5,000 left in the city accounts. Did somebody rip off Scranton, or did they have so much unemployment and so many problems that's just the way the cookie crumbles?
This is Michael Scott.
That's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Wow. The fact that all those people, I mean, thought they were getting their regular paychecks on top of everything else, and instead they were, instead they got reduced to minimum wage. What? What? 5,000 left in the city accounts? 5,000 left? No. No, that can't be true. Are you kidding? It can't be true. Well, how is that? How is that possible? We move from the struggles there, the huge struggles there, that could be a warning sign for other cities across this great, fabulous country, to the voter ID thing with Texas. And if you don't know the story, quickly, I will give you a few of the morsels. Here's what happened. In Texas, they decided they wanted a voter ID. You have to show your picture. You have to show your driver's license, basically. But the federal government says this is racist, this is wrong, and they're trying to block the Texas law from taking effect under Section 5 of the Voting Rights Act. It's a rule that applies only to certain states with a particularly heavy history of racial suppression, like Texas, is what they're saying. So you got a 3-judge panel in the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia that says the law doesn't harm minority voters, despite what the Justice Department is saying. And here's the thing, a federal list of about 1.5 million Texans has appeared that show that they don't have proper ID to vote under the new law. So there certainly would be some problems with this. The governor is saying, forget it, we don't want this. But the governor doesn't have the ultimate say. So let's see what happens in this court in Washington. But this is just many of a few states who are questioning the same thing. Florida trying desperately to get a clean election, and everywhere they turn, they're getting slapped down. I mean, everywhere they turn, that's what's happening. So, picture ID or not when you go to vote, is it fair or is it foul? Is it fair to demand that you have an ID in the hopes of not having dead people vote or people vote who are in the country illegally? I mean, that is what it is. So solutions, not this big headache, I think is what they're looking for. And there's going to be some people that are not going to be happy with two Democratic judges deciding this. I have a feeling the political pendulum is going to swing in a much different direction. A much different direction than what it is. I can't believe it. I've really contained myself so far. I have not talked about the heat, but I want to talk about the heat because I guarantee there's at least a few of you that feel very, very hot listening to us right now. Even if you're hanging out, you probably have the fans going full blast. And the reason is because in New Jersey, in Washington, in West Virginia, the mercury has gone off the charts. Gone off the charts. One thing to have a wild, errant day. Another thing to have 10 days of the same thing over and over again. I used to say there are cool things about California, and I know there's all those commercials now where Californians are telling you about how they love it and how you need to come visit. But let me tell you, when you don't have any rain, any change in scenery, nothing, sun, sun, sun every day, it sounds really good. But it's not really good. It's like the thing that people get when they're in Alaska and they have so much sunlight, they have to close everything out. It's the only way they can sleep. Well, it's not maybe quite that dramatic you know, in areas that we're talking about, but it can be, let's put it that way, it can be dramatic in a much different way versus whatever they call it in Alaska. Whatever it is. All right, so veering in a couple different directions as we've gone overboard, I want to try to cram a couple of interesting things in, including a follow-up to the great white shark caper. Cape Cod beachgoers had their beach reopen after the sighting, which is huge. A lot of people wanted to get on the beach. Get me on the beach. I want to be on the beach. I don't want to be hanging out in the sand. So they decided it was safe enough. How can you ever be completely shark-free? The answer to that is you can't. You can't. But swimmers were back in there, and they were swimming, so good for them. And no reports of that shark coming back. They say the shark was 12 to 14 feet. 12 to 14 feet could be very problematic, I would say. It would be very scary to see that coming near you from the water point of view, of where you were looking out to see that. Ooh, I would have to call serious foul. Serious. All right, this story is scary. How many hours a day do you sit? Do you sit for a couple of hours? Do you sit for the entire day? Just go out for lunch? If they say if most people spent less than 3 hours a day sitting, it would add 2 years to the average life expectancy in this country. If they cut the time they spent on the couch watching TV to less than 2 hours a day, it would add over your lifetime 1.4 years to overall life expectancy. Overall life expectancy. Wow. So sitting less can actually help you. They did a bunch of studies where they had people sit to try to gauge what was happening with them. Wow. And they used a statistical model that found that if people sat for less than 3 hours a day, the average life expectancy would be about 80.5 years instead of 78.5. Hoo-hoo. All right, you know what to do. Send me your thoughts, americatonight.net. Coming up on America Tonight, we had a couple of really great guests for you, including David Limbaugh. He is Rush Limbaugh's brother. He's an excellent, excellent writer. And he's written a book talking about the conservative way and other odds and ends about Obama and health care. It was right before the health care law came out. So we wanted you to hear it as he just keeps rising to the top of the books, rising to the top, rising to the top. He must know something we don't know, right?
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and of course the nooks and crannies in between. You're going to love our next guest, David Limbaugh. He's just written a terrific book. He nailed it on the head, people. He did. He nailed that nail on the proverbial head. The book is called The Great Destroyer, Barack Obama's War on the Republic. David, thanks for spending some time with us here on the air.
Kate, thanks very much for having me.
You know, the other day, and I know this is like red meat, you're going to love this, and I know you commented on this, but we talked about this for hours on the show. The comment the other day that the president made about the private sector doing just fine, what was your initial reaction when you heard that?
Well, I would say it was disbelief, except I've come to expect all kinds of incredible statements out of this man's mouth, and I address that very issue in The Great Destroyer, my book. He has destroyed the private sector. He's smothered it. He's sucked the oxygen out of it. He's got his boot on its throat. He's amassed the most regulations of any president in history. He's about to unleash the biggest tax increase in American history. We've got the worst recovery since World War II. He's had the worst period of sustained unemployment also since the Great Depression, and he has no policies that are designed to get us out of this hole. Same thing over and over.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, obviously, the bloated government and the direction that we're headed, and specifically if we drill it down to business, and as you say, and that's the whole idea of the book, what's gone on, is it that he doesn't understand how America has thrived and survived, that somehow we've lost our way, or do you believe it's that the pursuit of socialism, or what do you think it is?
Yeah, I think he's an unrepentant, incorrigible leftist ideologue that knows no other way than to expand government. He wants government to redistribute wealth. He doesn't believe in equality of opportunity. He believes in equalizing outcomes. And he believes in massive government spending to jumpstart the economy. In his Osawatomie speech, he revealed his attitude about capitalism, that without the wisdom and money injections, infusions of big government, capitalism, the free market, wouldn't have been able to survive. And he thinks the framers were men of property and wealth and privilege, and that they designed a system that was discriminatory. Of course, they did toward blacks, but we've gone through those pains and hopefully corrected those through the Civil War. But he's not satisfied. He still thinks America is discriminatory toward the LGBT community, minorities, blacks, Latinos. He thinks the Constitution ought to be used. I mean, the courts ought to be used to redistribute wealth. He doesn't like that they're focused on equal protection and due process. So in his reports to the United Nations Human Rights Commission, he complains about American laws. This to a foreign body of consisting of human rights abusers who can't stand America. So the guy really has a chip on his shoulder about America. He's got a different view of America as an international bully and as a nation that's consumed too much of the world's resources, and he wants to correct the record.
Yeah. How much did you enjoy the fact that the recall election in Wisconsin for the governor of Scott Walker failed miserably? I mean, this is a backfire of epic proportions. Now we're seeing in the polls that Mitt Romney's, I think, a point or two ahead in Wisconsin in front of Obama. I mean, that you have to be pleased by those results.
Yeah, I think it's an indication that even in the blue states, Obama's policies and liberalism is being repudiated. Governor Walker stuck by his guns, stood up for responsible government. Obama threw everything he could at him from his national community organizing standpoint, and he was unsuccessful at unseating Walker, who merely stood for asking the unions, the public sector unions, to pay a little bit, contribute a little bit to their health care and their retirement funds, not an exorbitant amount, not nearly as much as every other employee is paying. And they reacted adversely, and the public said, we've had enough. We will support you because you said you would balance the budget, and he did balance the budget, brought it into surplus, and he also rejuvenated the economy. That's what Mitt Romney needs to do. He needs to learn a lesson from Scott Walker, the lessons being to stand up to liberalism, draw a sharp contrast between his vision and Obama's record, and take the gloves off, because Obama's already taken the gloves off. If Romney operates fecklessly like John McCain did and says we have nothing to fear from a Barack Obama presidency, well, then he deserves to lose. But we don't, the people. We, the people, don't deserve to have Barack Obama back again. This is bigger than Mitt Romney. He has to stand up for the American idea, which Obama rejects.
Yeah. The you know, talking about the financial crisis, talking about what Romney has to do, going over the so-called financial cliff, which is where we're headed. You mentioned that right at the top. Your take on what's now happened under this president with national defense?
Yeah, well, he's undermining our armed forces. The F-22 Raptor, our premier fighter, he's taken down from 332 to 187 fighters on the rationale that China and Russia were not going to develop their fourth and fifth generation fighters. In fact, they already are developing those. So that was a reckless miscalculation. He's scrapping our missile defense systems. He told Russia he would even do more. He'd have more flexibility to undermine our missile defenses after he was reelected. And he didn't have to account to and answer to the people anymore. He's in addition to taking down our missile defenses, he's cut $100 billion out of the budget, and that defense budget. And he hasn't. That doesn't even count the sequester that, as a result of the Budget Control Act, when Congress couldn't agree on the budget ceiling. And so, across the board, Obama is taking our budget down while China is ramping its own defense budget up to the tune of double digits every year. China has developed and Russia have developed sophisticated SAMs that could take out, that could basically form an impenetrable missile shield against us. They could take out our aircraft carriers pretty soon. And for the first time, we are in jeopardy of losing our air supremacy. And so one other thing, Obama has thwarted our space defense program. He decommissioned our space station so that by 2020, China may be the only human presence in space. And so we are in a position where while China is not going to attack us tomorrow, the weaker we get and the stronger they get and the less able we are to afford to pay for our own defense, the more likely it is that we will face aggression from China or other countries in the future.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. You saw the other day, too, where our lead general, Joint Chiefs of Staff, talked about the fact that, look, what's going to happen, too, come January, everything kicks in, and we slice and dice. Our presence is not apparent out there. So the almighty, we're the most powerful, the strongest nation on the face of the earth, is that act just isn't going to work. And I think that plays into what you're saying with China. And do you think he's right that that it will be perceived as a lot weaker?
Oh, there's no question about it. And while that goes on, I mean, we are still hated by a lot of people in the world. I know Obama said he was going to reset everything and everybody would start loving us. Well, despite having groveled to Islam, we're less popular in the Muslim world. The country is under Obama, and Obama personally is, according to John Zogby polling. And Zogby is no conservative. And so I think Obama's attitude toward foreign policy is that we've been the lone superpower. We've been a world bully on the international stage. We ought to henceforth operate under a rule of transnationalism where we defer to international bodies and do not throw our weight around and don't even look primarily to our strategic national interests, which is why I think he entered the Libyan conflict. We didn't have a national interest there. There wasn't a particular humanitarian reason to go in there that distinguished it from many other places in the globe. But his real purpose there was to experiment with his new reset button in foreign policy and to show the world that he was willing to defer to international bodies, the Arab League, the United Nations. That's all the Libyan intervention was about, in my view.
Yeah. David, how disastrous would it be for this nation, having said all the things that we just talked about, if this president is elected again?
I mean, beyond comprehension. We've got a 2 to 3 year window, according to Paul Ryan, to restructure our entitlements, to get our discretionary spending under control. Obama has, in his most recent budgetary proposals, has budget deficits projected at $1 trillion a year, and no end in sight. He's refused to come to the table to reform and restructure entitlements. We have $100 trillion in unfunded liabilities growing at a rate of some $10 trillion a year. Obama will not cooperate with Republicans, in fact, he obstructs and demonizes and vilifies Paul Ryan, saying that they want a small America, that they want to take Medicare away. It's all a lie. Ryan preserves Medicare for people 55 years and older and provides other options for people younger, and it brings us into solvency. But the administration, Geithner, Obama, and the rest of them say they don't like his plan, yet they won't propose any plan themselves. They reject their own constituted bipartisan budget commission. They won't propose any real spending cuts. They agreed to some spending cuts, but then Obama already reneged on that promise. The only thing he knows, stimulus, deficit spending in the hundreds of billions, and when it doesn't work, we lose all the jobs. We've lost 4.1 million jobs instead of creating 3.5 like he promised. We've got the highest extended period of unemployment. We've got the worst recovery since World War II, as I said, and yet he knows nothing else but more stimulus junior in the American Jobs Act, $447 billion, high-speed rail, $50 billion. This money doesn't exist. It's monopoly money, and he's taking it from the private sector when he does take it, so he sucks the oxygen out of the private sector. We get no growth, and he wonders why his magic wand doesn't work. It's no wonder people think he's trying to do this on purpose.
Yeah, perfect note to end on. David Limbaugh, terrific stuff. The Great Destroyer, Barack Obama's War in the Republic. Pick it up. Thanks, David.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. And you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
America tonight with me, Kate Delaney. We love this segment. It's called It's Your Business. We're going to introduce you to a woman who, first of all, I love the name of her book, and I like the idea of what she's saying to us, selling in a skirt. Just conjure up that image for a second. Judy Hoberman is in the wing. She's an expert on selling to women. She's a speaker and author as well. Hey, Judy, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, thank you. I love that, by the way. I've just read a book called Level the Playing Field. It's the rule of threes, and you really nailed the rule of threes in selling in a skirt. How'd you come up with that title? I love it.
Well, I tried to think of something that would stand out in the crowd, and obviously it does. The funny part is that most people think it's strictly for women, when in fact, men get a lot more out of it than you'd think. Because I talk to them about talking to women, so it works personally and professionally.
Yeah, women make or influence, they say, 85% of all purchasing decisions. A lot of guys out there listening to America Tonight know exactly what I'm talking about. But for some reason, a lot of people, that gets lost in the sauce, a lot of people don't really appreciate how different they are from guys, from men, when it comes to why they buy. This is a big dilemma, and you found a good niche on this, haven't you?
I think I have. I come from a world of male-dominated industry, so I've always been with all the big boys. And unfortunately, as a female, I always had to, you know, wing it and try to figure out how to do things the way that was better for me, because men are much more transactional in what they do, where they shop, how they buy, how they speak, everything, where women are much more relational. So sometimes it's, you know, it's like the clash of the titans. But when you understand the differences and you embrace them, it's amazing how wonderful it is.
Yeah, and when you say embracing it, you know, if we just take the simple fact of communication, there's a world of difference, isn't there, between the way women and men communicate between each other even?
Oh, totally. Totally. It's as simple as when we ask questions. And, you know, that's the biggest thing, because when you're asking questions, you're actually building a relationship. Well, most of the time, men are actually asking questions just for one simple reason, to get the information, which is perfect in most instances. Women, on the other hand, are not only trying to get the information, but they're also trying to figure out if they want to have a relationship with you. So that's as simple as it gets. All we want to do is have, like, open-ended questions. Either we ask them or we want to be asked of them so we can get the point of view of the other person or give our own point of view.
Yeah. That's interesting, because when you're selling, and we said the 85%, you're really selling to women. So what you teach people, I believe, I'm going to speak for you and you can flush that out, but you probably teach people, I can already see it, why selling to women increases your sales, correct?
Absolutely. You know, a lot of times you'll hear that, you know, it's a husband and a wife, and the husband is the breadwinner. And unfortunately, everybody just assumes that they make all the decisions. Well, that's not necessarily true, because we are, you know, the women are the ones that actually take the kids to the doctor, so they have to use insurance. Or they're the ones that actually drive the car with the kids and doing carpool, so they have to have all the gadgets inside the car. Women make the decisions not only in, you know, housekeeping, but cars, insurance, homes. So if a salesperson doesn't know how to speak to a woman or communicate with her, they're going to lose. And it's, you know, it doesn't take a lot to understand how to speak to women.
So you said you were in industries where they were heavily dominated by men, so you had to learn to hang with the big boys, so you get that. Now you would say probably to some of those big boys, you really need to hire women, because it's probably going to boost your bottom line. Am I correct?
Absolutely. Do you know that women make up almost 50% of the workforce in the United States for the very first time? So if you don't have women on your team, you're going to lose by 50%. And not only, you know, should you have women on your team, you also do have to have men on your team. You know, don't get me wrong. I never say take one over the other, and I never say one is right or one is wrong. I say they're different. That's all they are, different. But if you're selling to women, wouldn't it make sense that whether you're male or female, you know how to speak to women? I mean, to me, it's just, you know, basic. But sometimes you think, well, you know, a woman can talk to a woman. Not always true. I mean, I'm sure you know that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I've seen it. I've seen it in my own career, but I've seen it with other people, too, as well. What's the difference between motivating women and men? So let's say you hire these women, and like you said, I love that you said that, by the way, and clarified it. You're not saying one over the other. You're just saying you should have some women on your sales team, but you're not saying pick one or one gender over the other. But let's say you find the great female candidates, boom, they're in-house, and everything is going along smoothly. What's the difference between motivating a woman and a man once you have them in-house?
Well, one of the biggest things you need to do is you need to ask them what motivates them, because women are motivated by different things. Some are motivated by money, but a lot of them are motivated by recognition. But you have to ask them, because women have different ways that their life is unfolding, depending on their age, depending on their marital status. You know, if you asked a young woman what would motivate her, she might say, I want to make enough money to buy my own house. If you ask somebody that, you know, maybe is a single mom, what motivates them is maybe to have the ability to have a personal life and a professional life, or maybe be able to go and see her daughter in her dance recital. You know, different things motivate different people. Now, when I was in, you know, heavy into sales, what I was given that was supposed to motivate me were, let's say I won a tackle box, a fishing pole, you know, every a golf club. Every week I come home and my kids would say, what'd you get today, Mom? Because they never asked me. Fortunately for me, at one point in my career, one of my regional directors decided that maybe I wanted a bracelet. And I thought, wow, he didn't even have to ask. He just assumed, which was great. So you have to do something that's going to be important for women. You know, women like to compete as much as men do, but we just like to have something that we're striving towards.
Yeah, you said that now you have 50% of women make up the workforce, and I was just reading something the other day about CEOs and how now there are more female CEOs. There's some top female execs that are out there. While women still make up less than 3% of the CEOs of Fortune 500 companies, the ranks of female executives are growing and they're reaching unbelievable levels. So obviously some men have gotten that.
Yeah, you know, and it's interesting. I mean, there's still some industries that are never going to change. They're just not, and that's okay, because there's some industries for women that aren't going to change either. However, what you're hearing now are a lot of the CEOs are saying, hey, go with your gut. Listen to your gut. Well, what are they saying? They're actually saying use some of those feminine qualities, whether you're male or female, because they're important. Or, you know, make sure you take this person out to lunch and spend some time with them. Well, that's saying build a relationship. So they are taking some of the inherent female qualities that women have and actually encouraging both men and women to use them. So you do see some of the changes coming about. Not fast enough, but they are coming.
Good way to end this. Good stuff, Judy Hoberman, expert on selling to women. She's a speaker and author of Selling in a Skirt. If somebody wants to check out your website, they go to sellinginaskirt.com, right?
Correct. Very easy.
I love that. Judy, thanks for coming on the show. All right, speaking of business, it's your business to know that it's going to be interesting heading into the weekend to see what happens with the Eurozone because of some of the things that are happening in Greece, for example. Greece keeps on sinking, and this is in front of the elections. Pretty much what the National Director of International Charity of SOS Children's Villages told the network of record when it comes to bucks at CNBC, that they're moving from being a Western country to a poor country. And it's true. I mean, the people are in the streets. They seem to have no end to this. They're pulling money out of the banks. It's actually very scary to watch Greece. Very scary to see what the people are doing and the plight that they're in, that they've been thrown in. Be interesting, too, heading into next week for us here in the United States to see where our stock market ends up because we've seen kind of an interesting couple of weeks of highs and lows. And we've seen that gas prices have dropped down. We just were talking to somebody the other day in California here on the show, and what did they say? Gas was $4.50 in L.A., but it was starting to go lower. I don't know what is in your neighborhood, but $3.18 for a gallon of regular. Watch the New York Mercantile Exchange, see where we are with the barrel of crude. That'll give you a clue as to what you're going to pay when you pull up at the pumps. Have a fabulous weekend, everybody.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.